So hello and welcome. It's another day, another nonprofit show. But today is special. We are broadcasting live today from the Cultivate Conference here in sunny San Diego at National University. My name is Meredith Tarian. I'm one of the co-hosts here at the Nonprofit Show. I have my co-host, Wendy Adams, joining me today. She's been with us for a couple of days now at the Cultivate Conference,
so fun.
Soaking in everything there is to offer. We are on day two now of the Cultivate Conference, and this is year two of the conference. So it has been a really incredible experience. Wendy and I are just talking about how this is our first year for both of us, actually.
Yeah. And it doesn't feel like Cultivate Conference has only been 2 years, which we'll get into that with our guests here in a little bit. But
before we get started, we want to give a shout out to all of our very loyal and trusty sponsors here. So big shout out and thank you to Bloomerang, Nonprofit Academy, Staffing Boutique, Fundraising Academy at National University, Nonprofit Thought Leader, 180 Management Group, Your Part-Time Controller, and JMT Consulting.
Couldn't do it without you.
We really couldn't.
Yeah.
Many of them have been with us from the beginning,
That's right.
It's been incredible. Well, so Wendy, what are your thoughts? I mean, first conference, first year.
Oh my gosh. It's always going to be on the calendar. There is no way. I have not experienced this type of, we'll talk about takeaways, right? I'm literally going to take the relationships that I have forged here. They're not going to stay here. And you can't say that about every conference. So yeah, phenomenal.
So you know what I heard about this one? Mm. So I'm a trainer with National University. So I had a really unique kind of experience in being involved in the whole planning, right? So over the past year, the planning that's gone into hosting a conference like this has been really incredible, right? So one of the things that's incredible about this year is that we had a wait list. The conference is sold out this year. We have 150 seats because that's what we're allowed with the fire code in the building. We had 150 seats. We have a wait list of 45 people.
I saw that. I heard that. I almost was on that wait
list.
So that's how I know. There were 7 seats left when I signed up. So yeah, absolutely. People, the word is out.
Yeah.
And it's growing. So.
And you know, the other thing that's insightful for me as I'm kind of taking this away, is that I kind of expected that a lot of the folks that would be here are local to San Diego, right? I mean, it's on the east, it's on the west coast, it's easy for folks to get to, but I have met so many folks that are from across the country.
Yep.
I mean, we have a huge representation from Florida actually,
yes.
Myself included, right? We were talking in our green room about the weather and kind of the differences in the weather, but there has been a huge representation from Florida. Our keynote speaker, actually, Jason Champion with Windspire, is from Sarasota, Florida as well. So small world there.
Yeah, right. Florida's definitely got a contingency. And the other thing about the conference that I've really noticed is teams are here. It's not just one and take it back. Sometimes that's what you have to do. No, teams have come together. Yep. Leaders have said, hey, let's send majority of or a good contingency of our team. So that's really said a lot.
So tell me, what was like your favorite? What sessions did you attend yesterday? What did you think?
Oh, wow. So the mentorship. I mean, there's so many I can go on and on. Jason kicked us off with a great keynote, right? Yep. And just pumped us up. Rock, paper, scissors. Just going to tell you, we played that.
Did you see me on the stage?
I did. You almost took it to the end.
I did. I almost won rock, paper, scissors.
Almost took it to the end. So that was fantastic. But that meant are the panelists of mentors and speaking into that and how important it is, making ourselves available to be mentors, to mentor, man, just so empowering. They gave us a call to action, which I'm stepping into that.
Yep. So, you know, one of the takeaways that I have, my experience has been a little unique because I didn't actually get an opportunity to sit through many sessions yesterday. I was actually presenting and speaking as a speaker here. So I got some really great feedback. I gave 2 sessions yesterday.
Mind you, one of those she pulled at the last minute.
We threw one together at the last minute.
And she did great.
I'll tell you, we had 48 people in the room. It was wildly popular.
Yes.
So the first one was on major gifts. It was in our leadership development track. And the whole kind of focus of it was about, you know, building relationships, right? So that's really what we're all about here at Cultivate. It's about impact. It's about relationships. It's about knowledge and gaining knowledge. And so that was my first session, had to do with major gift officers. And we threw in a little spin there on how to manage major gift officers.
Ooh,
we don't want to like incentivize the wrong activity. So that was really, I think, popular. And I think it was insightful for folks in the room.
I heard some good feedback from it. Definitely.
Yeah.
I've had the joy of being able to be a participant and sitting in our breakout times, really hearing from others what those takeaways have been. And
And then the second one I presented was about data and technology. So that one was actually really unique. It was a small group. We had about 15 people in the room, but we were able to pass the mic from one to the next. Huh. Everybody was kind of sharing their insights.
Great interaction.
It was really, really unique. So, anyways, that being said, we are off to like a great start. We have a half of a day here today.
Hat.
We have a friend, a special guest. Come join us.
Hey, everybody. How's it going, Julia?
This is our friend, LaShonda Williams. She is one of our trainers here at Fundraising Academy. And
she is MC extraordinary.
You all are too kind. Cultivate is really cultivating knowledge, relationships, and impact. It has been a phenomenal day.
Yes. Oh, my
yes.
God.
And
today is off to an even better great start. I mean, we have some phenomenal presenters from the East Coast to the West Coast, and they are doing the most. I'm so excited. We introduced Learning Labs.
Yes.
So we got a couple of Learning Labs going on.
That's what I
packed.
Heard.
They are packed. And they're packed in a nice, intimate kind of way. Mm. So everyone that's in the audience is able to ask questions, great dialogue, engaging. But most importantly, when individuals leave the conference today, they are ready to implement strategies up. Jack Alotto and Jared Williams, they're doing a learning lab today with a toolkit for event planning and fundraising planning. Josue Hernandez is currently facilitating a session on the CFRE. And get it done. And the icing on the cake is this particular conference, up to 18 credit hours towards the CFRE.
Yes.
So that is hashtag winning.
Yeah.
So we are very excited. Like year two, we are amplifying everything that we did last year. But most importantly, we're creating an opportunity for networking. And so there's a lot of community of practices being formed.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Shonda was here last year. This is her second conference. Wendy and I are just talking about how this is our first one this year. What's your biggest takeaway? What's the change? What's different this year?
This year, dynamically, and I mean, the one word I would say is amplified.
I love it.
Yes, amplified, because we're offering more sessions this year. We have a variety of audience members, again, ranging from the East Coast to the West Coast. Last year, our audience was predominantly the San Diego area.
Yeah.
So now we've got people from Virginia, right?
The word is out.
We got people from DC,
Florida,
right? So word is getting out, and this is quality of training, the intimate setting, which creates the opportunity for really authentic engagement. We've set a foundation so that everyone feels very comfortable with sharing. And the part of sharing that's most important each and every one of us is to be able to share those situations that you may be encountering that you want some advice on how to facilitate or how to navigate. Well, this is the place where you leave equipped with whatever it is that you need to amplify fundraising and also your personal professional development, because that is really important.
Yes.
As fundraisers, we often take care of our organizations. But a part of that is also self-care. So this afternoon, I'll be moderating a session. Kim is coming. Yeah, Kim's here.
Mindful breathing?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm excited that I'll be moderating her mindful breathing session. So I'm going to take a moment and do what I often tell other people, which is just breathe.
Take a beat.
So
soak it in.
LaShonda was our MC yesterday. If you all have not seen, you got to tune in for the on-demand portion. For those of you that are joining us on demand in a couple of weeks,
absolutely,
you'll get to see the energy that LaShonda brought. I mean, it was incredible.
You all are making me a little embarrassed.
No.
So all I can say is I feed off of the energy that I receive. And the energy in the room yesterday was amplified. Everyone present was excited to be here. And they literally created this power surge that, again, the word I go back to is amplified. Last year, we set a foundation, and this year we are literally creating a trend. There's lots of engagement, both physically present and with our app, so that they can create lifelong relationships.
And
that's happening.
That's
important.
That is what's happening, and I'm hearing it over and over again. Talk about that app. Oh my goodness.
Tell us about the Hooba app.
Come on.
So this is not a commercial, but a We've created some opportunities for engagement. There's poll features, obviously, but the most important part, which is the greatest takeaway that Jason Champion started on yesterday, was talking about the importance of cultivation and the relationships and how oftentimes development professionals will create relationships in a professional setting, but they may not necessarily sustain them. And then there was a subsequent presentation or panel discussion that was facilitated by Hannah Berger, which was a group of dynamic women about how to secure a mentor.
Yes.
And so with this, we want to make sure that everyone has a mechanism in place, a resource that they can stay connected based on whether it's the area of expertise that you're currently practicing in, or it may just be some personal interest. But either way, it creates an opportunity to connect beyond the conference, to stay connected, and also to get an inside track on what's coming next, because there's more cultivation to come.
Yes, there is. Yes. Oh my God. You were incredible yesterday. We are so glad you joined us today. LaShawna Williams, she's our MC here. She's also a trainer at National University, delivers incredible content on fundraising, all things fundraising and cost selling cycle. Absolutely. So we are so glad you joined us. We don't want to make you late.
Right.
Yeah. She's on to the next, for sure.
Definitely. I'm going back to Josue's session about how to become a CFRE. So we're CFRE-ing this afternoon in the learning.
Yes.
Enjoy the rest of your day, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to check out On Demand.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Oh my God. What?
So much fun. And that's just it. You can learn, you can build relationships and have a great time.
If that wasn't a little taste of the energy that we had at Cultivate yesterday. I mean, like Wendy said, we started the day with like this rock, paper, scissors, like war, right? I mean, Jason did it in his keynote session.
Yes.
And it was such an incredible like team building.
And what was the biggest thing out of that? Continuing to celebrate one another.
Yeah.
That was, you know, we stepped into this space. It was throwback for so many of us to play that game. But he encouraged the fact of we've got to celebrate, continue to celebrate one another and lift each other up. And so put that into practice. I know that's going to be one of my takeaways. That's going into one of my keynotes. And, you know, just to bring that into the space of how important it is for each of us to be there for one another.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been incredible. And like LaShawna said, one thing that's different this year that we didn't have last year is this idea of workshops.
Yes.
So last year, it's my understanding, of course, Wendy and I weren't here, so everything's been so
new to us.
Yeah. So one of the things that's different about it this year is we have these workshops. And so it's been more of like a hands-on experience, interactive for the folks in the room. Okay, we got another special guest for you here.
This is so fun.
Pearl, come join us. Come join us. We got another special guest here. Come on in. Join us. We are live here.
Yes.
This is Pearl Hoagland. She's the director of Fundraising Academy. So Pearl has like made the magic happen here. Okay. Yes. This is her event. Pearl, tell us. I mean, Wendy and I weren't here last year. What's new about it this year?
Man. Well, first of all, it's 2 days versus 1 day. By the way, it's so not my event. It's the team's event. This was
That's what makes her great.
Yeah, it was a labor of love and lots of people. I would say the difference between last year, one, more people coming from around the country.
Yeah.
And a higher percentage.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Because word is out.
Yeah. And I think when you bring in different lived experiences, it changes the conversation.
Fantastic.
Yep. And so that's one thing. The energy is high. It was high last year, but I think people coming back, there's this desire for more. So the connections are strong.
We just had LaShawna join us.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So
energy is high.
We were telling we're like, if that's not a sample of the energy, like you can't get much more of
that. And LaShawna used the word amplify. And I think that's what you're saying. It's been amplified.
It has been amplified. Yeah. It's almost honoring year one.
Yeah.
It's like challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Year two, one notch up, 10 notches up.
Yeah. So now let me ask you this. From a logistics and planning standpoint, like what goes into planning a conference like this? I mean, an event, there's what, 150 people here?
Yep.
Okay. So tell us about that process.
Having a team, an amazing team. I would say one, looking at the skill sets and what makes each team member excited. So what things do you want to own?
Yes.
I was having a team with a strong mission, a collective mission, knowing what we want to achieve, which is ultimately connection and education and a meaningful experience. So really knowing what is it that you want to achieve and sticking with that. What partners do we want to bring in who align with that mission?
Yeah.
And like, what would I want to experience? Because I am a, I'm always going to be a fundraiser. We always will.
And we're learning. Yeah. We're always in that space. Exactly. Right.
So, and we're lifelong learners.
That's it.
Yeah. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little here. I heard yesterday that you are graduating with your MBA in what, 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about that. It's here at National University.
It's here at National University, lifelong learner.
Yep.
Probably going to take a break for a while, but
you should.
From learning. I'm kidding. But yeah, I mean, so being part of NU, it's a huge benefit being a staff member. But one thing I love about this university is this university is not for the traditional learner or student. It's for those who are working. So many of our students are first generation. So they make it so that no matter what your life circumstances are, you have an opportunity to pursue your whatever it is that you want. So that was me. I wanted to pursue my MBA and I got to do it.
So what's your, it's MBA, any specialization or focus?
Yes, a concentration in leadership.
In leadership. Sure. You should have led with that one, right? So how fitting. Yeah. And we were just talking, there's a leadership track here at Cultivate. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the three tracks that we have.
Yeah. So leadership development really stays true to our mission of building up the next generation of nonprofit leaders. And it's also for those who are already more senior, right? And different, we're always learning. So leadership development, sustainable growth strategies. How do you build new revenue pipelines for your organization?
We all need that.
We all need that. And look at nonprofit as a business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's the second. And trends in technology. And really thinking about what is tomorrow in fundraising and also what's applicable no matter the size of your organization. It has to be accessible.
Yes.
So those are the three tracks. And everything is immediately applicable. You walk away, you have strategies you can implement today. And that's core to who we are as Fundraising Academy.
And that's being clearly stated because I am interacting and engaging with professionals from different size organizations who are walking away and saying, I can do something with this right now.
Oh, that's very validating because that's important to us.
Absolutely.
So you said something that is like music to my ears, right? So Pearl said, you know, there's a focus here about running a nonprofit like a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like so many times in the nonprofit industry, we endeavor to show how very different we are than our for-profit counterpart.
You guys are going
to
get Meredith started.
Yeah, you know, here goes my soapbox, right?
She's one of our trainers. Yes. So this is great.
Yes.
We endeavor so to tell everyone how different we are, right? But like we all, sometimes I feel like we forget in this industry that nonprofit is a tax status, not a business model.
That's exactly right. I think you often hear, I fell into fundraising.
Yes.
Which is beautiful, but also it's a profession.
It is.
Yep. And you need training and skills and the confidence and opportunities to learn to actually be successful and sustain your career. Because if you fall into fundraising, you're doing it for the mission, but you're not necessarily, you don't have the tools or even information to work smarter or harder.
That's right.
You burn.
No, absolutely. And, you know, we can go down the road of scarcity versus abundant mindset, but that's where that comes in. Exactly. And that's, you know, when we're talking.
And you want to serve your community.
So
how do you make sure you have the resources to sustain yourself
to be able to do that? If it's about the mission, well, we're not going to accomplish that if we're burnt out on the ground.
So we want to change that narrative a little bit.
Well, that's what this that's what this conference is all about, is like professionalizing the fundraising process, right? So many of us, like Pearl said, kind of fall into fundraising or stumble upon it.
Yes.
I mean, how often do you meet folks that are like, I went to college, I got a degree in nonprofit management or fundraising? I mean,
I actually did plan always to be a fundraiser.
You did?
I did, because my mom was a fundraiser and I saw the work that she did. And I said, I knew I was going to do that. I didn't get the degree for it. I got a more general degree, but I always knew I would do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is like, you're the anomaly, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, so many of us kind of, like you said, everyone I talk to in this profession kind of falls into it, stumbles into it.
Yeah.
And so opportunities like this to really professionalize that and to do that lifelong learning. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredible. So this has been an incredible 2 days, this conference.
So I can't believe that it's only year two.
Yeah, man, me neither.
But I do want to know, is there anything that you can give us insight for year three?
Yeah.
Any special?
Well.
We get any nuggets?
Like, yeah.
Year three, organic growth. Well, that's one thing. I want to keep this intimate and accessible. But year three, well, we had 50 people on the waiting list, which is wonderful. And also, we want more people. Yeah. So we're looking at what does growth look like in a way that's sustainable and preserves the beauty of Cultivate. So May 2025, I can tell you that.
Okay.
But more to come as long as we stay true to our mission.
That's incredible. Well, Pearl,
yeah.
We know you are so busy today, so we're going to let you get back to hosting your conference.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. Okay, great. Well, how incredible is this, right?
Right? Pumped. I can't wait to get back in and see what the rest, because we're not done yet, has for us. So
we have, all right. So we'll be here until noon, 12:30 today. We'll be here till 12:30 today with just nonstop education sessions going on back to back to back.
Absolutely.
I mean, the speakers that we have this year are really incredible.
Like, dynamic.
Yeah.
And so authentic. I mean, we know that in our industry, that's what's key. But that's what's coming across time and time again. That panel of mentors that I mentioned earlier, I mean, they were letting it out, like letting us know these are the steps that we've gone through. These are the challenges. And so you can put yourself in that place and space and see yourself there. That's what's made all the difference.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed is that we had, a panel yesterday, a CEO panel, and the room was full.
Yes.
I mean, it was incredible. The people and the insight that they're getting from it. We had a networking session last night and we had a sponsor reception the first evening before the conference. I mean, packed, right?
And no one wanted to leave.
Yeah.
No one wanted to leave.
We'll tell you our secret, everyone. We had to close the bar down yesterday to get folks to leave the room, right? Because nobody was ready to leave. It was 5:30. Folks were still here hanging out, just chatting, networking.
Getting to know each other and making sure that those, like you said, those connections don't end here. So it's what you want. When you put the work, as Pearl said, into putting something this on, you don't want it just for the moment in time. And that's what Cultivate is about, here and beyond.
And I've gotten, I have like a whole new Rolodex of, is that even a thing? Does anybody use Rolodex?
We might have just dated ourselves. I know what that is.
I have a whole Rolodex now of like new business cards. Okay. So I've been getting cards from everybody, folks reaching out saying like, I really want to connect with you after this. Jason, our champion, is, like I said, our keynote speaker. I mean, he came up to me, he said, so you're in Tampa. And he's like, I'm in Sarasota. I'm right down the road. We should get together for coffee. We should meet up.
We know from the experiences that we had, that's not just something to say. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Everyone is really hungry for that. There is a real sense of we're going to be better together. And everybody's really clamoring around that. So, year two for the conference, year one for us, unforgettable. And, we've got to jump back in and make sure that we're not missing anything. So I know it's almost time for us to wrap it up.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had just an incredible two-day experience.
My goodness.
Wendy and I are both heading home today. So keep your fingers crossed for us that there's no flight delays, weather delays.
Because we're going east.
Yeah. For those of you that are used to that West Coast, East Coast travel or vice versa, I mean, it's hard to make it all the way across the country without running into a thunderstorm.
Or an
ice storm or something somewhere along the way. So we are really hopeful that we make it today. But before we close out, we just want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors again. I mean, we wouldn't be here without you. I know Julia told me that when they started this, the nonprofit show, it was during COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea was it was going to be like four or five episodes.
Connected and get us over.
To get us through the COVID time period. And look where we are today.
Right.
I mean, we have a co-host panel now. We have 8 co-hosts that are new. Some of you may have seen Wendy and I before, and all of our colleagues on the co-host panel. You'll be seeing a lot more of us over the next couple of weeks here. But as we close out, we hope that you're going to join us at Cultivate On Demand. Those videos will be available in the next couple of weeks, so you're going to be able to access all of the content that we're getting live here today. So don't miss out on that. Thanks to our sponsors. So again, it's Bloomerang, Nonprofit Academy, Staffing Boutique, Fundraising Academy here at National University, Nonprofit Thought Leader, 180 Management Group, Your Part-Time Controller, and JMT Consulting. So thanks so much to all of you.
And remember, when we sign off, what do we always say? Be well
so you can do well. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, guys.